With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says he'd like other nations to help the U.S. open the Strait of Hormuz.
It's a simple military maneuver. It's relatively safe, but you need a lot of help in the sense of you need ships, you need volume. And NATO could help us, but they so far haven't had the courage to do so. And others could help us, but, you know, we don't use it. You know, at a certain point, it'll open itself.
The president says he's considering winding down the war in Iran, but that other nations must guard the vital shipping lane that accounts for about 20% of the world's oil. President Trump has threatened to deploy ICE agents to airports across the country.
President Trump writes on Truth Social, quote, "If the Democrats do not allow for just and proper security at our airports and elsewhere throughout our country, ICE will do the job far better than ever done before." The president's post added, quote, "I look forward to moving ICE in on Monday and have already told them to get ready. No more waiting, no more games." John Scott reporting.
Cuba is again without electricity as power grids have collapsed for a third time this month. The outage comes as the communist government battles with a decaying infrastructure and a U.S.-imposed oil blockade. The state-owned Cuban Electric Union reported a total blackout across the island without giving a cause for the outage. Hawaii has been suffering its worst flooding in more than 20 years. Heavy rains fell on soil already saturated by downpours from a winter storm a week ago, and officials said more rain is expected through the weekend. Robert S. Mueller III, the FBI director who transformed the nation's premier law enforcement agency into a terrorism-fighting force after the September 11, 2001 attacks, has died. His 12-year tenure began a week before the September 11th attacks. Robert Mueller was 81 years old. This is SRN News. The NBA has called off a promotion with an adult entertainment venue.
The league had been advertising an event at Magic City in Atlanta where so-called adult dancing takes place. But Luke Kornet, who plays for the San Antonio Spurs, took to social media to criticize the plan, arguing that the NBA should not be teaming up with that kind of a venue. Writing on Medium, Kornet said, quote, "The league should promote an atmosphere that is protective and respectful of the daughters, wives, sisters, and mothers we know and love." Michael Harrington reporting.
As the U.S. and Israeli offensive against Iran unfolds, some evangelical leaders in this country are speaking of the conflict in biblical terms, mapping end-time prophecies onto current events in the Middle East. In a recent sermon, Pastor John Hagee, founder of Christians United for Israel, described the war as part of a divine plan, adding, "Prophetically, we're right on cue. There's a general hope amongst most Christians that new leadership will arise in Iran that will be more peaceful." This is SRN News. Former Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin says the shooting at Old Dominion University earlier in the month was completely preventable.
"I firmly believe that someone who is a naturalized citizen who pledges allegiance to ISIS and has to go to jail because of it should have their citizenship revoked and they should be deported immediately. That guy should have never been in America. That guy should have been deported a long time ago."
Democrats are questioning the director of national intelligence for her presence during the seizure of Georgia ballots by the FBI.
During a recent Senate Intelligence Committee hearing, Senator Mark Warner of Virginia pressed DNI Tulsi Gabbard on why she was present during the FBI seizure of ballots in Fulton County, Georgia. Gabbard defended her oversight role under statutory election security responsibilities while denying she engaged in any law enforcement action.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. A federal judge has ordered new briefs in the unsolved legal dispute between Fulton County and the U.S. government over the ballot seizures. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.